This is the table for one edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyantaya, here today to start your day with a new chapter. And today, we take a big bite into the history of our favorite hamburger chain clown, Ronald McDonald. But first, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So Ronald McDonald was first introduced in early 1960, and the character was created to promote McDonald's to families, particularly to children. But the original version of the clown had a paper soda cup instead of a nose, a tray balanced on his head, and a magic belt that would dispense unlimited burgers. This look was quite different from the Ronald we recognize today and was quite often tagged as creepy. But did you know, before the mascot became a national mascot for the brand, the company's ad agency considered changing him into a cowboy or a spaceman. So the original look of Ronald was donned by Willard Scott, who then was appearing as television's Bozo the Clown. Scott claims that McDonald's had asked him to create a new character for them, and that's how Ronald McDonald was born. However, the owner of the first franchise of McDonald's where Scott performed, Mr. Oscar Goldstein, is often named as the one who created the character. A few commercials later, McDonald's would replace Scott, as the company felt that he was too heavy to play the role of an active clown. Over the years, many notable actors would play the role of Ronald in the commercials and in public appearances. But it was the Ringling Brothers circus performer, Michael Coco Polakos, who was credited with coming up with the basic look of the clown we all are familiar with today. Also, the actors who have played the role of Ronald McDonald tell a tale of the brand's strict set of rules to keep the character up to corporate standards. They were often instructed to be in their character even during public appearances. It's also said that back in 2003, McDonald's reportedly employed 250 Ronalds worldwide, with some enjoying the services of chauffeurs, assistants, and maybe even bodyguards to fend off rock-throwing youngsters and protesters. Also, the popularity of the clown was so hyped that there have been multiple instances of Ronald McDonald statues being kidnapped from their restaurants. Often these thefts were pranks by local teenagers and college students, and the stolen statues would end up in odd places, like on the top of the school or even bottom of the swimming pools. In another strange coincidence, a man named Ronald McDonald was arrested for robbing a Wendy's restaurant in 2005. The irony of the name similarity and the fact that he chose to rob a rival fast food establishment made the headlines and a lot of chuckles. Also, did you know in Japan, Ronald McDonald is actually known as Donald McDonald due to the pronunciation difference to make the name easier for Japanese customers? Speaking of Japan, one of the Japanese ad campaigns had even reimagined the character to include a sexier, younger version of the clown with makeup that appeared to be hip, gender-bending version of Donald. Or perhaps it was meant to be his son or daughter. Today, though Ronald is not an integral part of McDonald's communication, one has to agree that the hamburger clown went on to being from just a simple advertising gimmick to an international icon representing the joys of the fast food brand's customers. That's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to all the videos and audio channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.